Well, it is Monday of the last week of Easter, and we are this week taking this time to pray. And so you'll hear at the end of my homily today, we're praying the Come Holy Spirit. We're going to do that all week. I encourage you to do that. And it's praying for the Holy Spirit to come to our parishes, our families, and our homes and ourselves on Sunday, and to experience the fullness of Pentecost, especially during this rather unique time. And we'll be talking about more of that later on in the week. But in the meantime, you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, the reason why I bring that up is, of course, this is the last week before Pentecost. Now, yesterday, we celebrated the seventh Sunday of Easter, which is celebrated in the Archdiocese of Boston and a few other dioceses in other places, including the Diocese of Rome, the Archdiocese of Rome. It is actually celebrated as Ascension. It's obviously not Ascension Thursday, but we keep it as Thursday on here in the Archdiocese, which I actually prefer. Because, first of all, it gives us that opportunity to do that novena with 9 days, but we can do it with the just the week. And the other side of that is it really drives home the original dates that Jesus ascended into heaven. And then the apostles had to go, and they waited to hear what was going to happen next. They had no idea. And they went to the cenacle and waited until that time on Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is interesting because it's also a celebration when Moses received the Ten Commandments. So Moses received this powerful presence of God, and then at the same time, on Pentecost, many years later, centuries, millennia, all of a sudden, the apostles received the presence of God to be with them and the church for all time. So the Holy Spirit is guiding our church. Sometimes you might say, well, we don't know if we see signs of that. No, trust me. The Holy Spirit is guiding our church, but you know what? We have a choice whether to listen or not. And there are people who don't listen. Literally, they don't listen. They've got this all figured out, they say. But in fact, when we stop and we listen to the Holy Spirit, we're able to allow the Holy Spirit to work through us and do powerful things. In the meantime, we are here as we are on every Monday listening to what I delivered as a homily yesterday. And I delivered this, actually wasn't yesterday, it was actually Saturday at the 4 o'clock Mass. So here is my homily for the seventh Sunday of Easter from St. Anthony Parish.
As you know, I try to stay away from politics and from the pulpit, and my political persuasions match neither party anyway. I'm a true believer in Thomas Paine's words that the government that governs least governs best. But reflecting on the readings for this week, I came to realize why politics from the pulpit does not work. Politics is about doing what is, or asking people to do what is best for me. And religion is about loving God and neighbor, which is completed when I do what is best for you. So right off the bat, they're not compatible. Jesus today prays to the Father for the apostles and for you and me. And he makes some interesting statements. He explains that they are in the world, but not of the world. So what does that mean? St. Thomas Aquinas explains it this way. We're in the world by our bodily presence, but we are not of the world by the direction of our thinking. So we are physically in the world, but we follow the direction of the Holy Spirit to think in a different way. I've said for years that the greatest evils are caused by the mindset of people demanding their world their way. And we can see it happening in our own society now. This is the problem of mixing politics and religion as well. You can see people of both parties demanding their world their way. If we align with them, then we join in that mindset. However, we draw our strength and wisdom from the Lord, and so we need to think in ways that lead us to do God's will, God's way. And that'll always put us at odds with all the political forces in the country. However, the more we draw on our prayer and deepen our prayer, the more we will see a different way to go that will give testimony to what we believe. This is what our mission is in our families and in our personal life as we grow in being people of prayer, community of prayer, parish of prayer, and to act on the fruits of our prayer that lead people to see things differently. At least, if they do not see things as we do, they understand that we do not see things as they do. Jesus is praying to the Father to help us continue the path that began at baptism. He understands it is a battle. Father Daniel Harrington, in his commentary on the Gospel of John, explains that Jesus understands how fragile the apostles are. However, it is they who will change the world, literally. So he is calling on the Father to protect them from the wiles of the devil and strengthen them in their mission. He makes the same prayer for you. This means that we draw on the Lord and seek to be guided by the Lord in all our fragile humanity in ways that will change the world. We do not change the world politically. We change the world by our seeking the wisdom of Christ. We as Catholics play a central role in all of this, and I will add more that the lay Catholics, or you, play a stronger role than the bishops. Why? Because the bishop's role is to be leaders, but leaders are most far from the people just by default. The laity are in the world and therefore become the disciples of Christ. You do in your daily life. That is why deepening your prayer every day is essential for you. You're on the front lines in ways that even I am not, and I have had my adventure on the front lines in the past. People will look to you and to see your reaction to almost anything because they know that you believe. They will assume things about you just because they do not understand what we believe. This is why the Lord gave us the sacraments, including the Eucharist and confession, so that we may be strengthened in our mission. And that is why the Lord gave us the Mass, so that we may be united to Him and be strengthened in our mission. We cannot do it without Him, because we do not have the strength. We don't have the ability. What does the force of evil look like? We can call it sin, but sin at times can be pretty, you know, entertaining, and it can be fun, and it can appear harmless. But when sin reaches its fullness, what does it look like? The most obvious form is best dramatized by Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. That is the full force of sin against Jesus himself. That is what it looks like. That is the same force that wants to destroy your witness. Are you going to succeed on your own? No, there's no way. Not against that force that you can see. We're not strong enough to fight that battle. We must be people of prayer so that we can draw on the Lord, who will show us how to fight the battle. What happens when we think we are smart enough to fight our own battles? We lose miserably. We lose miserably to that same force that we see dramatized in the Passion of the Christ. The Lord helps us to negotiate in powerful ways the world we live. Does anyone here happen to know why Richard Nixon resigned? Anyone? He explained later that many saw the nation was weak. In fact, he said Soviet tanks started to line up on the Turkish border. He knew he had to resign or people would think that the U.S. was weak and there would be international repercussions. How many of you have seen what's happened in Israel this past week? Why is it happening, especially at this time? One reason is because many see our nation as weak, and because of all the division, we are suffering. What happens when our church appears weak? The forces of evil you see in the Passion of the Christ move in, and we have seen this over the past decades. Jesus is preparing the apostles for a new time, however, during his time. Next Sunday at this time, we will be celebrating Pentecost Sunday. Let us pray all this week that this Pentecost will be powerful for us here in our lives, in our families, and especially at St. Anthony Parish. Let us be ready in all our fragility to embrace where the Spirit will lead us as the Father sends His Spirit upon us to go out into the world living in His wisdom. And finally, let us pray, and if you can do it every day this week, that would be good. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in His consolation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You'll learn more about that in just about a minute. In the meantime, remember, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. We're going to be talking more during the week about this week in preparation for Pentecost Sunday, and we're looking forward to doing that. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow, and we'll also see you at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.